shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright.
Hi, we're back. That's Late Night with Deanne. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, I have a caller, Wayne, in Canada. Wayne, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a full area to speak. I want the listeners to know exactly about this conference. Can you give the information again?
Well, thank you. Yes, it's in Vancouver, BC, Canada, which, of course, is on the west coast, a little bit north of Seattle. And the conference is called 9/11 Canada and the New World Order, Reclaiming Our Destiny. And we're going to go through all of the evidence which shows what a fraud the official story is, but also we're going to get into talking about the North American Union and topics, as Alfred alluded to, the depleted uranium issue. And we're going to talk a lot about solutions at this conference. Alfred will be one of our speakers talking about his Independent Prosecutor's Act. For anybody who wants more information about our conference and to order tickets, it is the website is the, as in Vancouver, 911truth.org, B911truth.org. And the conference is coming up on June 22nd through the 24th. And if you go to our website and click on the banner for the conference information there, you'll see all of the list of the speakers. And we've also got an extra page set up there for out-of-town guests where you can possibly stay in Vancouver and find out more information about our beautiful city here.
Well, thank you very much, Wayne. And I was wondering, is there any way that your agency or group there can do anything to support the effort of West and Carl in New York? I just was curious if there's any way that you can link into that.
Yeah, certainly one of our goals for putting on this conference is that we hope that, I mean, we are a nonprofit society here, a legal nonprofit society. We hope that we.
Hello, John? John, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we had a problem, technical difficulties, and we lost our caller in Canada and Alfred and everyone. We're waiting for them to call back in. So what do you think about this, just off the cuff?
Well, we have to act. I mean, if we're all worried about it, if we don't talk about it, it's the starting points of solving the problems. And it sounds like the group you've got here is more than just a mediocrity group. They're a group of intelligent, well-thought, professional people that are acting on it. And people, they can't do it themselves. That takes participation of everybody, and we all have to sign on board, and we all have to act on this, because if we don't, we're just going to get more of what they're dishing out. And if you like what's been going on, just hang tight, because it's like I tell you, even the IRS people, you know, there's 133 IRS agents in the Twin Towers. Now, there was only 3,000 out of 50,000 people. They tell you that the Pentagon was hit with a DU missile, which is not a maybe. It was a fact. Building 7 was demoed. There's no question. The Twin Towers were demoed. There's no question. People, it was an inside job.
Well, we're going to break. We'll be right back up.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Well, we're back, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org, and I'm your host on this late-night show, Deanne. And we were talking here with John, and we had a huge amount of technical difficulties, and we lost calls, and we're just bringing them back up. I think, Alfred, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Les, are you back? Les? Okay.
You know, I can go ahead and answer the question that Wayne was about to give. Wayne is the organizer.
Sure. Thank you.
Of Vancouver 911 Truth Conference. We work very closely with him here and in Vancouver, and he was about to answer how the Vancouver 911 Truth Conference was going to coordinate with the New York City 911 ballot initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find it extraordinary that this technical difficulty came up because the V911 Truth Organization, Truth Movement, is a nonprofit society of the province of British Columbia, and they've been doing extraordinary work. So that it's very good that the Vancouver 911 Truth Society would link up with the New York City 911 ballot initiative. I know that I myself will be speaking at the V911 Truth Conference, and I will be on two separate panels with Lorraine Murray and others during the three-day weekend, and I will be mentioning and talking about and educating people about the ballot initiative. So I will, do that educational function, and I was I sent an email to Les yesterday, urging Les or one of the organizers to come up to Vancouver to the conference. You can get network the initiative here if he had time. I mean, it's just three days out of his time, but he can meet, you know, all sorts of people here that may be helpful to his cause.
Well, I think it would be really awesome that goes that way, and I wish hope Wayne is hearing this, and I hope he can call back in, because again, this network has to be in order for things to come about. Again, like you said, it was very odd the phone went dead, but this is what, you know, I was addressing early on. You know, you are a whistleblower, you come out, you start talking, you say things on broadcast, the radio gets clicked off, you hear clicks on the phone. I mean, this is worse than any tyranny that you hear from Cold War stories that were initiated over in foreign countries. I mean, to have that done in America is just another level of outrage. And then in addition to this, we have, situation with the event in California, and this ballot could make a huge implant on what's going to happen with the political realm of who's going to get elected in 2008, wouldn't you say, Alfred?
Yes. I mean, this is watching the plans of the 911 Truth Movement and monitoring them very closely, because September 11th false flag operation was the primary means by which this whole scenario of a false war on terror, essentially a radiation, a low-level nuclear war on the Earth with depleted uranium weapons, was set into motion. And we should really understand what the true significance of 911 is in its larger sense, we all know what the health effects of depleted uranium are, and they include cancer, birth defects, chronic diseases, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, DNA damage in men's sperm, infertility in women, learning disabilities such as autism and dyslexia, mental illness, diabetes, infant mortality, increase in death rates. Now, to really understand what was set into motion by 911, we have to look at the fact that atomic weapons, depleted uranium poison gas weapons, and the first Agent Orange prototypes were developed in World War II under the Manhattan Project to target civilian populations for the specific purpose of depopulation. The global pollution of the atmosphere with depleted uranium radioactive poison gas since 1991 is causing a global epidemic of chronic illnesses, which are contributing to extensive depopulation and ecological destruction. In fact, the Tokyo Tribunal called it omnicide. Depopulation became the top U.S. national security priority, detailed in the Global 2000 report, which was written by Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Alexander Haig, and Senator Edward Muskie for President Jimmy Carter. The national security policy of depopulation is actually now being carried out by means of global low-level radioactive depleted uranium pollution, the result in an increase in death rates and decrease in birth rates is to achieve the goals of maximizing profits and concentrating wealth upwards for the benefit of an international war crimes racketeering organization. So 911 was a false flag operation that got all of this started. It got started a low-level nuclear war on the Earth, starting with Central Asia, in order to take over the hydrocarbon resources and the uranium resources of Central Asia. Uranium has been discovered in Afghanistan and Kazakhstan, which now have the largest uranium deposits in the world. And along with this, the erosion of civil liberties with the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and now NSBD 51, where the President of the United States, George W. Bush, can, by declaring a national catastrophe, which can happen anywhere in the world, will make himself leader of the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of government. And under the North American Union, which integrates Canada and Mexico, that means the U.S. president, be George W. Bush or the succeeding one, becomes president or dictator of North America. And this fulfills the New World Order plan to have a ruling elite and everyone else demoted to second-tier status, sort of wage slave status, under a highly depopulated world. And that's the blueprint that they're bringing about. And now we're under a rush because in order to keep President George W. Bush in power, because of the amendment to the Constitution that the President of the U.S. is currently limited to two terms, they have now put NSPD 51 into place, meaning that for George W. Bush to stay in power, the scenario would have to be that they would have a national catastrophe declared somewhere, such as an invasion of Iran or a false flag operation in the U.S., avian flu, a collapse of the U.S. dollar, any pretext, Bush would assume the sole reins of the legislative, judicial, and executive branches. He would cancel the 2008 election and cancel the amendment limiting a third term and would become president for life.
Well, that's another interesting thing too. If you look at the number of candidates that are running right now, I would say most know what's going on. And again, it's very easy to determine that they are planning another situation or event pretty much soon before this election gets underway.
The head, the incoming head of the Republican Party in Arkansas. There are three CIA states. One is Arkansas, where the MENA airport is, where the white heroin comes in from China and the cocaine from CIA cocaine from Latin America. The other is Nevada, which is controlled by the mob and which is a deep CIA state with Area 51 and the Nevada test site. And the third is Hawaii, which they've thoroughly radiated with depleted uranium, and which is essentially a military base now, and which is a forward military base for Asia. And the governor, the incoming chairman of the Republican Party this past week stated, "We need more attacks on U.S. soil so people will really respect and appreciate George W. Bush."
Well, we're going back to break, and Wayne is back from Canada. We're going to be back, and we'll talk more with Alfred, John, my co-host, and we're going to bring Wayne back up. Rita, hang on there. I'll be bringing you right back up.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
That's great. It starts with an
hour. And we're back up, and we're talking with Alfred Weber, and attorney Carl Pierce is back. Wes Jameson had to go. And then we have Rita in Colorado. Now, I want to ask Alfred a question before I give back to Rita and bring Carl back up. Alfred, it seems that there's a lot of activity going on with the youth and drilling for and need of radioactive material similar to plutonium or, you know, whatever it is. And the bottom line is, it could it be that they need this because if you look into the background of George Bush Sr., he had a program that he was trying to basically put out there a long time ago, back when he was in the White House, of being going into inhabiting outer space. Is there a possibility, reason why they're trying to get all this radioactive material is for use of these different methods to go into outer space, such as like in Virginia Tech, where they had the space elevator going on at the same time that this kid was allegedly running around massacring people?
Well, the market for enriched uranium and the market for uranium itself, there's a tremendous amount of profiteering going on in the uranium market now, where it was starting out at, you know, 30 and now it's going up to $200, and a tremendous amount of money being made as the permanent war economy and the nuclear power industry, which is the same interests that own the uranium, own the nuclear power industry, own the nuclear processing plants, and they are now promoting under the aegis of quote clean power nuclear power as an alternative to petroleum, but it's really another weapon of depopulation, because if you look at the public health impacts of nuclear power plants, they're equivalent to a low-level nuclear explosion. If you lay over the maps of locations of nuclear power plants, and you map, for example, the index of women's breast cancer, the women's breast cancer are all around the nuclear power plants. Or if you track the incidence of cancer and leukemia, they will all come from milk products in the pastures surrounding the nuclear power plants, where the ionizing radiation in the rainout and the fallout of the nanoparticles from the ionizing radiation leaking out from the nuclear power plants gets into the vegetation that the cows eat. This is all contributing to a tremendous increase in chronic disease, cancer, and a whole list of illnesses in humans, which is depopulating the human race, which is yet expanding the nuclear power industry. George W. Bush has just entered into agreements with the tiger economies of India, China, Korea, and Japan, which are the main competitors of the Anglo-American permanent war economy. And so they want to weaken those economies by introducing nuclear power plants in there to sort of terminate the population. And all of those nuclear power plants are going to require uranium, and so that's why these tremendous uranium fields have now been opened up in Afghanistan and Kazakhstan, which yields another of the economic pretexts for the invasion of Afghanistan after the false flag operation of 9/11. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Alvin?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I want to ask you another question here on this issue. Now, Wayne, are you there? Wayne, in Canada? Wayne?
I'm here.
Hi, Wayne. I'm glad you were able to call back in. Now, Alfred was talking about this issue with the radiation, and you have the 9/11 Truth Organization in Canada. I want you to give me information, if you can, again here. And as we went on the break in the cutoff at the point where we were trying to link you in, and I wanted you to talk to Carl, who's the attorney that's working on this this resolution in New York. So you want to give your information before I lose you again?
Sure. We are the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Society.
Here we go again. Commercial. Hang on. We'll be right back. Hold on again.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Yeah, let's talk. And I am talking here with my panel of experts, great panel. And I want to catch Wayne, Wayne from Canada. I'm sorry if this happens three times to you, but please now give your information.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we are the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Society. And our website is V, as in Vancouver, 911truth.org, V911truth.org. And as I was saying earlier, we are a nonprofit society. We do hope that, you know, there will be some proceeds. We hope to even just cover our costs. But if there are any proceeds, you know, that's one of the things that we are looking at is how can we, as a group, put that money back into other organizations that are out there. If we all share the same goal, which is truth and justice for the 9/11 victims and all those who have been harmed subsequently by this bogus war on terror, then we are going to try and do that by all means. And it's certainly an interesting topic for myself tonight. I do have a background in criminal justice. I've worked in the criminal justice system and
wow.
Also as a private investigator. So
so you live in Vancouver, or are you just going there for the
No, event? I live near Vancouver. I'm one of the head organizers of this conference.
I would love to invite you to be a part of my group, which is Scholars for Integrity and Justice, because, again, this corruption in the United States has to cease and come to a stop. The huge underlying problem is clout. People using power in their positions to manipulate and do things over and above their fiduciary right in their position is one of the most of the biggest problems we have here, and we need to start cleaning house and getting this cleared so that we can, you know, prosecute and do the right thing against these people out here that have done a tyranny against the people of the world. So, you know, again, if you are interested, my number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. And I want to put you in touch right now with Carl Pearson, the attorney that is part of the group that has put together the language for the ballot. Carl, I wanted to see if you and Wayne would be able to exchange information here, because I think, again, this is a huge connection and help in what you're doing in New York. Carl, are you there?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have a difference in New York than what exists legally in Canada, from what I gather, and that is that generally throughout the United States, if a person with no money brings a lawsuit and loses, he doesn't have to pay the legal expenses of the winner. In Canada, I think that that's the reverse. If a person loses, does he have to pay the legal expenses of the winner?
Actually, I believe that is correct. I haven't looked at that myself, but I believe that's correct.
Here's the consequence of that. An organization such as yourself or a person like myself cannot undertake a lawsuit for justice because the big guy spends $300,000 maybe to ward off my legal attack. So I can't, if I lose my house.
Yes.
So that activity itself, that legal situation in Canada, really inhibits you from doing something personally. However,
yes,
if the government comes in, if you can have a town attorney general at the lowest level of government, instead of having the attorney general at the highest level, who is centralized and rules everyone else, create as many attorneys general at the local level as you have prosecutors. And the job of the attorney general would be to prosecute for the civil rights of people rather than trying to prosecute and enforce their duties. The criminal prosecutor enforces duties of people at public expense, but we have no one enforcing their rights at public expense. So that's a new office, the office of an attorney general at the lowest level of government, to enforce the rights of people.
Yeah, I agree with that. One of the, you know, our main goals of putting this conference on is because I think up here in Canada, I think many people, in fact, there was a poll back in 2004, a national poll, where they said that 63% of Canadians right across Canada do not believe the official story of 9/11. So there is that awareness, but that has not resulted in grassroots, much less political action. So what we want to do is raise consciousness about things like the North American Union and the war on terror, our commitment to that, as Alfred was saying, the uranium mining and such up here. We want to bring these issues to the Canadian consciousness and try to put this onto the political agenda and try to force the issue that way. The other thing I was going to add to that is that one thing we do have here, and I'm not sure that it exists where you are in your jurisdiction, is that we can have citizen prosecutors. We don't have to wait for a Crown Counsel to go ahead with charges. So there is that option here.
Okay, the town attorney general concept is not a criminal concept. It's one who opposes prosecutorial abuse, but it's really a civil job. The Attorney General's function in New York State and most states is not criminal. It's a civil function to enforce civil law, the rights of people. The constitutional and other rights of people are to be protected by the Attorney General, but they're not doing it. So if we decentralize it and appoint people, even by ballot initiative in Canada, do you have any ballot initiative where you can have a city of Vancouver, or can you have an area, political area, pass a statute by the people?
And that probably varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, but generally, I think no. I've not heard of that.
Well, that is, we have it. Every town and village and city in New York State has that right. So that's an amazing thing to have. And thanks to someone in Washington who has that 911initiative.org website, I think his first name is Earl, he gave us that idea, and it was a tremendous idea. We have to be very thankful that he came up with it. And that is to have a 9/11 commission with a subpoena power enacted by the people of New York City. So we're running with that idea. It's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah. Well, Alfred, do you want to add something here?
Yes. You know, it was difficult for me to hear what Carl just said. Could you summarize it,
Carl?
I said that. That in Canada, it would be great if you could have ballot initiative by the people to create a town attorney general at the local level of government to enforce the rights of people rather than to enforce their duties. And that would be a way of opposing prosecutorial excesses. It would be a right. It would be a way of having the taxpayer finance enforcing the rights of people, because now the people cannot afford to go into court. So their rights are going wasted because no one is there enforcing them. The government is not. They've given up in the United States of enforcing the rights of people, and we're losing our rights. So people, ordinary people like me, you, and the rest, we can't afford to go into court. The high cost, $100,000, $500,000, $10 million, you see people defending themselves at a cost of $100 million. Have government and taxpayer money go into court with those kind of numbers. And that's what we're trying to do, is to have the government pay for the enforcement of the rights of people, of individuals, residents, citizens, homeowners, small business people, employees.
Now, I want to go to Rita. Rita, I'm sorry. Rita, Colorado, you want to come back up here and make a comment?
Yeah. First of all, I would really rather be talking about environmental issues with Alfred. I have that background, but I have come to the nexus of this issue of the legal system, and it's particularly related to the American legal system. So, you know, it might be a little bit talking past Wayne and Alfred here, but because what happens when we take away that whole concept of bad faith, it basically turns the legal system into a mob, you know, and I think that you see that a whole lot in Chicago, don't you, Deanne?
Chicago is an animal unto itself.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that, this has to be cleaned up, because like in Chicago, like I was mentioning before, the clout system superimposes itself over everything. So if you have a clouted individual that might be at a lower rank in something else, could be in business, could be a corporation, it could be a person that is inside one of these agencies like the FBI, CIA, whatever, and they decide that they want to go out against you or you're an opposing factor, they can use this clout that you won't know anything about and set up a situation, a scenario, that you go before a judge and the case will go totally against you. And then what they will do behind the back door is make sure that you're totally bankrupt. And there's absolutely nothing you didn't can do to go back and win. And this is the thing that, like, for instance, one thing folks they're doing out here is I checked in DuPage County. They allowed me to go through the court to show me that they're not doing this, which was a situation of not having court reporters in the court for hearings. In Cook County right now, they're not allowing court reporters because they are claiming they don't have the money. So if you are the incident or if you're the person out there that don't have the money to pay a court reporter, then when you're in certain venue of law in these courts, you don't have anyone recording the minutes of whatever happened in that court. So to take your information to the next higher level, such as appellate, a lot of the information that could win your case at appellate level, if you don't have the court reporter there, then it's just mute, you know. And this is what is going on out here. They're claiming they don't have any money for that, but they got a ton of money for everything else. So, you know, the whole issue is that things need to be ratified. They need to be changed. And if you have someone monitoring the system with the power to impeach and remove, and that's one thing, I don't know if you're doing that in New York. If you find somebody that is in office that's doing something corrupt, is there some language in what you're doing in the ballot to remove that person from office?
I don't believe so. I believe that the courts could remove a prosecutor, I suppose. You could convict a legislator of corruption and then have him be removed, but the people, I don't believe, have recall.
They don't.
No.
Well, John, you want to say something there about that? John?
In my situation, I have a crime in action, and the district attorney refuses to act on it, even though I have perjury in court. I have them changing the minutes of court. I mean, I have, you know, extortion. And they just refuse to act on it because it's like 9/11. I've caught the big boys lying in Cornell University and stuff, and they just, you know, and they caught the courts changing the minutes and coercing everything and obstructing justice. And
let me ask you, if you had the New York State Attorney General or the Attorney General of the of your territory or province or whatever to go in on your behalf, would that help?
I've turned it into the local district attorney. I've turned it into the district attorney.
He's talking about if that, forget that. If you have now what they're offering,
right?
He's saying, will that help you?
Possibly.
Well,
so right now they're telling me I'm incorporated. I can't represent myself to court, and all the lawyers just turned me away.
No, here's what I'm saying. That if you have a governmental official paid with taxpayer money who has $50 million in the bank and a duty of helping citizens and residents, small business people, small corporations, homeowners, taxi cab drivers, and others, and they came to bat for you and went into court at their expense on your behalf, would that be helpful?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's what I'm trying to create here. I'm trying to create an attorney general for the people.
Right, because if I remember, is it called QTEM? If you go into federal court,
Q-U-I-T-A-M, QTEM.
Right. If you go into federal court, you can file that, and you become kind of what you're talking about, an attorney general, acting as almost an attorney general, bringing forth information of fraud or corruption. But the thing is that if you have a separate component already set up, it makes it very easy for people to handle that, because the other level of doing that is very complex in the federal court of law. Is that not right?
Let's take your criminal matters in Chicago, no court reporter. if you walked in with the Attorney General, the Chicago Attorney General, who has a bank account of $50 million that can buy those transcripts, you see what I mean? We can get help through a state or city agency called the Attorney General as a public expense. We don't have that now anywhere in the whole country. But if we start creating them locally, like New York City Attorney General, we suddenly have a taxpayer-financed legal operation to enforce the rights of people.
Okay, any comments here?
Well, it sounds good to me. At least it's a change of avenue of where it's an open door, where I've had to have my doors have been closed on myself.
Yeah, and again, what we're going to talk about now, and clearly is trying to support this to see if we can get this on the ballot, because, this is June, and it's 5 months to November, so what we need to do is get word out everywhere and try to get this pushed. Because if we get this out, then maybe we stand a chance and hope here that getting something finally on our side. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, we're back, and this is Late Night with Deanne, and we're coming up to the last part of the last hour of the broadcast, and I want to make sure that everyone listening, please understand, this is a very important issue. If you can, please spread the word out to everyone you know, your relatives, friends, anyone that has individuals that live in New York. Those outside New York that want to be involved, please take down the information and websites of everyone here that's on the panel, because the bottom line is that no more investigation. That we have enough evidence, 6 years at least, of expert witnesses, people that were inside, outside the building, everybody that has been contaminated, people outside of New York. All of these individuals have information that needs to be just proved up in the court of law. And we need to have someone push through and pass this clout issue, this nightmare that is going on. So the way that we need to do this is we need to be supportive of each group that is out there. Signatures, petitions, everything to get things done, not to keep talking. Talk is great, but then it's sometime along the line you need to stop and then review and then act upon and then go to another level, because this is just one level of what we're dealing with here. So, again, I'm going to ask everyone here to give their information, and please write it down. Please contact them. Spread the word around, because the bottom line is if we get this November on the ballot in New York, we make a very large win. Carl Pearson, attorney, please give information on how they can get in contact with you, the organization there in New York.
Okay. The website for this organization, it's newly created and changing daily. It's NYC911initiative.org.
Okay, and Alfred, please give the information about your website, how people can get in contact with you, and how they can support what you're doing in Canada and also in Asia.
Yes, it's www.peaceinspace.org, and you'll see there the 911 Independent Prosecutor Act, and there's a petition there to the U.S. Congress to support this. And when you go to support the 911 initiative, we'll come and sign the 911 Independent Prosecutor Act. And remember that we're all part of a movement seeking war crimes justice, and that's what this is really all about.
It is. It's war crimes. It's war against the people of the world, but also the people here in the United States. Again, New York is losing jobs. There are jobs being lost all over. And don't believe for a heartbeat what you hear in the press, that there are all these jobs, all this money. If you look in the law bulletin, look how many homes are being lost. Your homes are being lost. $200,000 homes are being lost right now. So we need to be on the same page. So this is the end of the broadcast tonight, and we'll be back up next week on Saturday. And I thank my guest, the attorney Carl Pearson, Les Jamison, who had to go, Alfred Weber from ISIS and involved with the 9/11 movement on June 22nd and 24th, and John Alastasis, my co-host. Good night and peace and love. Good night, everyone. With recent